Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash. It's La Liga. It is week 30. Now we can get our binoculars out and we'll see Madrid in the distance. But everybody else is lining up and scrapping for the Champions League places. Now, we are America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe and also ring the bell, which means you'll never miss any content again. And that could be La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A, or Premier League, which is absolutely hotting up as we speak, as we go into the final eight games of the season. Also, if you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then please type in betustv.com/odds. We're going to have records. The record will stand up there a little bit longer than normal while we salute the top of that record there. But before we get to all that, we'll have chat and the Q&A. I know the Q&A with La Liga is normally null and void because we cover every angle. I say we have international commentator of South America, North America, and soon to be Europe as well, in Klaus German, and La Liga expert extraordinaire. And also, it always helps to cap a league when you're a massive Real Madrid fan. Oaks, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Long international break, but I think that there's definitely some good stuff to talk about and a couple of edges here in La Liga that we're going to get to with international break focusing around the Brazilian national team, because they had a very strong advantage. If you play in Europe, you didn't have to travel back across the ocean to play for national team this time. So very, very light travel for them.
Yeah, and obviously Feliz Semana Santa to you, Klaus. Anything that you're going to be having parties over this weekend?
No, we got games. We got a lot of games going on. I got to call some international games, some friendly games here in the U.S. this past week. And this week we have 5 games in Argentina to cover, me personally. So it's going to be there's going to be nothing sane about this Friday. That's for sure.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce that second name. So Armani saying congratulations from Mexico. Armani, you have really just brought back. I went and had a few days at the beach and one of the big waves wiped me out and it stole my Armani sunglasses. So you've just brought that. You've got this show off to a negative start, Armani. I lost my Armani glasses to the sea, never to be seen again. And I got to admit, I did actually wait for the tide to go out and I carried on looking as if I'm like the poorest man in the world. I did not want to lose them glasses. They meant a lot to me. Okay, we'll go again. Let's have a little look at the records, though, gentlemen. There he is. Look at your presenter. Can do no wrong. 11.76. Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. I'll leave it up there for a bit. I like that because the league is not easy, because Oaks and Klaus, they're not done too bad. And yet, as a total, minus 4 units. So let's get that back this week. And I tell you what, there's some big numbers to be had this week. Let's start off with the first game, please. We've got 6 games.
Opa.
First one, Getafe versus Sevilla. Getafe plus 151. Sevilla, trust them or you don't, is plus 201. But Sevilla, draw no bet, is plus money at plus 110. I don't see them getting beat, so maybe that's a shot to nothing. Draw plus 216 tells you that they think that the draw is probably the most likeliest of outcomes. Getafe to score twice, plus 171. Under over is a skinny 2.25 at minus 104. Klaus, go first. Getafe versus Sevilla. Sevilla on the road could be frustrating, but the number is very enticing.
I mean, listen, if you take into consideration, and I think Oaks tweeted it too, and I added myself to that list, I think he said something about being an idiot or dumb or something like that. I had myself into that list because of the fact that I was the one to come here and say Sevilla was back. And what we saw last match week was disgusting. I mean, I don't know how you lose to Celta in 15, 20 minutes. You're up 1-0. You're controlling the match. And I don't know where Celta, a team that has surprised me, to be honest, this season, towards the second part of the season, they've managed to gather a lot of points at home. And now they're becoming a little more solid away from home as well. But the fact is, you can't lose a game like that, especially if your name is Sevilla. You cannot lose a game like that, especially at home. So, me personally, I'm staying away from this one, especially because Getafe has been that sneaky, disgusting team that, listen, they might beat you with the set piece. We talked about their game style. It's not the prettiest, but they managed to get results. They managed to get good results so far this season, and they're not too far away from where we probably expect them to be during a regular La Liga season. So, any other day, listen, I would have gone with Sevilla. I would have been like, listen, yeah, Sevilla could take the 3 points or maybe a draw. This one smells like a draw to me because Getafe has that quality that when they realize they can't win the game, they'll dirty the hell out of it and they won't make anybody else play. So looking at that plus 216, which is in the low 200s, if I had to go with something, which I didn't, but if I had to go with something, I would definitely go with the draw here.
I think the way that this game sets up is that 2.25 at minus 104. I mean, you could. I've got this maybe 2-1 to Sevilla. Worst case, maybe 1-1. So, again, you're only going to be a half loss if you go over at minus 104, Oaks.
Yeah, so I hand up. I said Sevilla's back. They
well, they were for the first half.
Yeah, they did look back first half, but they embarrassed me second half. So it's tricky for me. I would like to take goals or something in this one, but I dug a little deeper and I found an angle I really like here. Getafe is 19th worst in La Liga at winning corners. They're averaging only 3.8 corners won per game, and they're coughing up 4.5-5 corners a game. So yeah, I think Sevilla here, who is in the top seven or top six of corners won, and is only conceding about 4.5 corners a game here, they're getting plus half a corner on the handicap, which I think is a little out of line here, but Sevilla's results over the last five might explain it. They haven't been winning corners against Celta, Sociedad, Madrid, but nobody really wins corners against Madrid. But Getafe has lost four of their last five in the corner spread handicap. You know, they lost to Girona, who's in the bottom five. They tied with Valencia. They tied with Las Palmas. They actually won versus Barcelona, but they got their heads kicked in 4-0. And then they lost to Villarreal, who's the best corner team in La Liga. So I think we have a really advantageous number here at minus 105 for Sevilla just to win the corners, and you're getting half a corner on the spread for the handicap. So I think this is a good number. Sevilla does decent at racking up corners away. This team's offense is clicking. That's why I've been backing them for goals. And they just have the advantage here in corners statistics. So I'm going to play Sevilla on the corner handicap.
So is that plus 0.5 then, or is that just basically like a pick 'em?
No, it's plus 0.5 for minus 105, which I think is really good for a Getafe team who, like I said, 19th or second worst in La Liga this season at winning corners.
So do we expect them to be like plus 105 from like a pick'em?
Yeah, I thought it would have been Sevilla minus half a corner, to be honest with you. But when I saw the plus half a corner, I was like, I'm going to jump all over that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know that Sevilla very, very rarely attack down the middle. They're always going down the sides. They're always pushing on their fullbacks that used to be wingers. So, again, it is one of those. And obviously, Getafe, they don't mind just clearing the ball as long as it doesn't go near their goal, as Klaus says. Very dirty. Happy to kick it 55 rows back, regroup. And if it means giving the away side a corner, then so be it. Let's have a little look at the official picks. So, because I've gone with Sevilla, draw no bet at plus 115. Even though the caption said plus 110, I got it at plus 115. Sevilla, plus 0.5 corners at minus 105. If you can get Sevilla, pick them. Then probably minus 105 turns into plus 105. But we're all about Sevilla, front foot forward. And let's hope that they win the game. Let's move on to game number two. Valencia at plus 110 against Mallorca, plus 330. Something smells here because the draw is at plus 196. The under-over is at 1.5 with the over being at 145. So the numbers are telling us it's 0-0 or 1-1. Well, what is it? Because I don't see Mallorca scoring, and Mallorca are minus 101 to score. But I've got Valencia winning this game at plus 110, Oaks.
Yeah, this is kind of a gift, and I think this is a squad ride. I think you're going to call this a banker. I think this is probably one of the strongest plays for La Liga this weekend. Valencia at home is a complete wagon. We talk about it all the time. They are 8-4-2 at home with a goal differential of 18 scored and only 8 conceded. They simply don't give up goals to teams at home, and they score at least one. So I don't see Mallorca having a great attack here. You know, you had Larin, who traveled overseas to go play for Canada. in meaningful matches and played a lot of minutes, even though, you know, they aren't always utilizing him. You know, you had international break, lots of travel here. Valencia at home is a wagon. Mallorca away is 1-5-8 on the season with a goal differential of 11 scored and 23 conceded. So, you know, they're barely getting a goal a game against a Valencia team who's not giving up a goal a game at home here. So, plus 110, I think, is a gift. If we end up with a goalless draw, it'll stink, but I just don't see that happening in Valencia's own building. I think they get at least one, and I think Mallorca struggles to find the back of the net. So I like Valencia here, but I'm not going to try and do anything to get a better number than plus 100.
Yeah, I mean, Valencia are under 3.5. Valencia win 2-0. You don't need to because Valencia's plus 110. I like Mallorca not to score here at minus 101. I've got here Valencia. I expect Valencia to be dominant. I think also that Valencia have been having their troubles and their woes recently, Klaus. But this game comes at the perfect time. OK, international breakout. It's now until the end of the season. Head down. Let's win our home games, because I tell you what, there's fractions in Valencia that are not all seeing eye to eye.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about this game because I wanted to be greedy. Listen, when you see that plus 1.5 and you see a plus 206, you have to be dumb not to take it. We've taken Sevilla, we're taking Sociedad for way less than that, for half of that. Here's the thing. You start reviewing Mallorca's last couple of games, and I hate them. I just don't like them as a team. To me, they're not attractive to watch at all. But you start looking at the last couple of games, and you have to go all the way towards the beginning of February. We're almost in April, right? Today's about March 28th, so we're almost in April. You have to go all the way to February 2nd, I believe, to find the game where Mallorca conceded more than a goal. And that was against Sociedad. And that was kind of a weird game. I don't know if you guys remember that game where It was tangled, and Sociedad was able to flip it around. And I think it's very similar to what happened last week between Sevilla and Celta, or 2 weeks ago. That was the same thing for that game. And the reality is that if you start looking at the games, you have to travel almost 2 months back to find a game where Sevilla conceded more than two goals. So that's why the trick here. That's why, in my opinion, I'm sorry, my camera keeps shifting. That's why, in my opinion, I don't want to go with the plus 206. I think it's one of those traps. Listen, Valencia could come out here after international break and net three, net four into the back of the net. But on this one, I'm going to play with the facts. I'm going to bet with the facts. And the facts tell me that Mallorca hasn't conceded more than two goals in over 2 months. So that's the reason why I'm not personally going with that plus 206. But they should get the 3 points. You start looking at Valencia and you start finding interesting things in the last. And I said, well, this team was back. They were really back. And if you guys remember, they struggled a lot towards the first couple of games in the season. If I'm not mistaken, they started off like 3-0 or something like that. And then they completely went down, losing 3, 4, 5 in a row. But it's a team that so far has gotten interesting results. You look at their form, you look at the table as well, you find them in the top 8, which, like I said, we even saw them at 1.16 or 15. So listen, Valencia should get the 3 points. There's a reason why all of us are going with the money line. I think the plus 110 makes a lot of sense. And again, that's maybe why now I wanted to explain a bit why I'm not going with the plus 206, even though it looks very nice and very juicy. It could be a little misleading as well.
Yeah, Valencia win 2-0. Valencia, just to win the game at plus 110, covers every single angle. I don't see, again, on my notes, it says Mallorca. I don't see them creating. I don't see them getting a foothold in this game. I don't see them basically causing any problems to Valencia other than a kick in the box, someone head it on, and it hits someone's hand and they get a penalty for a VAR. There's a gulf here in quality. Yes, I can see Valencia scoring. They score one, they probably win the game. They score two, I'd say 99.9 times out of 100, they win the game. So don't complicate it. Go with a plus 110 and not look this gift horse in the mouth. I don't believe it's a trap at all. I believe that basically now and again, the right things align. And for us, we're all going to go with Valencia at plus 110. Official picks, please. There you go. 1, 2, 3 equals plus 3.3 units, which is a lovely start. Almost puts us back to naught just this game. Let's move on to game number 3. Okay, Klaus, you talked about Celta Vigo. Now you've got plus 101 against Rayo at plus 300. Celta Vigo turns up, who played against Sevilla last week, came from behind, showed spirit and created and finished. It's plus money. Draw is at plus 233. Can't see Rayo going on the road and getting anything out of this game, to be honest. But Rayo, double chance, which is two of the three results, is at minus 123. The under over set at 2.25, with the dog being the over at minus 107. How strong are you on Celta Vigo?
Yeah, I'm confident. I have to be confident with them, especially because of what they showed 2 weeks ago. I think it was very interesting. It's a team that very early in the season, they can completely forget about relegation. I don't think they're going to get relegated. I mean, if you look at the table, you look who's beneath them, it's very almost impossible for Celta de Vigo. That's their number one priority. Let's be straight. Celta de Vigo fans don't start the season with the hopes of qualifying to Europa League, nor Champions League, nor winning the league. So the fact that they're already in match week 30 and they already saved themselves from relegation, I think it's a big one. Now they can start building towards the future. But the reality is the last win from Rayo Vallecano was against Betis. Yeah, it was in the last match week. It's correct. They are coming from a victory. 2-0. Betis is all over the place. We spoke about them not being solid anymore, them being a complete different team from what we saw in the beginning of the season. But then you have to go all the way to Copa del Rey against Huesca, which is a second division side, back in January to find a win, which, by the way, was an aggregate time. It was an extra time. And then before that was January 2nd against Getafe. Other than that, there's no wins for Rayo Vallecano. So what makes me think they're going to go on the road and get the 3 points? Against a side that, again, is coming cocky, is coming confident. You know, they turn the game away against a side that's very recognizable in Europe, such as Sevilla. So I'm going to go with the money line. I see a 1-0 here. I don't know why. I just this screams 1-0 to me. Celta's not the type of team to score more than a goal. That's why I'm not going with a plus 1.5. And honestly, it's just one of those where I trust the facts and the numbers to speak for themselves. And I trust Celta de Vigo to keep a pretty good season. From what I thought they were going to perform, they've been performing pretty well. So I think the 3 points at home should be in the net for them.
Yeah, I mean, you're a brave man if you pick Rayo to win at home. You're an even braver man, or some would say senile or crazy, to think that Rayo can go on the road against the Celta Vigo side, who did score twice last time out, coming from behind, and it was against a side that are massively on the up. I don't think we should beat up Sevilla. Maybe we should just credit Celta Vigo for getting some rewards for earlier performances, Oaks.
Yeah, I mean, match week 8, Oaks would be fuming with what he saw out of Rayo Vallecano if we knew we were going to be talking about them like this at the end of the season. But your eyes don't lie. You have to trust what it is you're seeing on the pitch, and this Rayo team is not very good right now. And to Klaus's point a little bit, something to support him here is Rayo hasn't beaten Celta in at all since their promotion back in 2021. Rayo is a team that's been up and down between first and second league. When they got up here in 2021, they very much impressed and got hot in what I would kind of compare to Girona this year. They had this magic at home where they didn't lose a home match until like halfway through March or early April. And then once they lost that match, the wheels kind of fell off and this Rayo team fell apart. That kind of happened early in the season here too, where they were getting 2-0 away wins. And then this Rayo team just kind of fell apart. They're still going to stay up. But again, this Celta team has either tied or won against Rayo in every head-to-head going back to, you know, after they got promoted, when they were relegated in 2019. So you have a historical matchup here that favors Celta. They're playing good ball. They have a new manager. They look like they're headed in the right direction, and they're getting contributions from guys who aren't named Diego Aspas. So you can probably have a little bit more faith in them, because, you know, that was the thing with Celta for the last couple of years. It was this team went as Aspas went, or it didn't go at all, and they're finally finding some better form here and some players that are able to shoulder the load and make it so Aspas can take his backpack off and put it down.
Yeah, we're going to get to that time of the season very, very soon with the types of teams like Rayo, where basically I wrote, do they just limp over the line? Is it now just down in tools? They're not going to go down. They're not going to get into Europe. So is it one of those where we can start? You've got teams that are going to be at 95, 100% at it, and teams at 80, 85%. And listen, I've been there. The intensity, when you play at this level, just a 5% gap is enormous. I see, yeah, the new manager as well, Celta Vigo, it's almost like a poor man's Roma from Serie A. They're starting to play get the game a little bit differently, and we can't tarnish them with the same brush as cannot be completely trusted, because they are trying to be more positive. And at plus 101 against a Rayo side that I wouldn't want home or away does look to be very, very good value. Let's have a little look at the official picks, please. Hello? Hello? Celta Vigo and under 3.5, plus 150. It's been a tough time for the producer today. This is his 14th show.
One thing I want to point out, I know you guys get annoyed with my facts, but it could be, I know you guys talk about, you know, the season's over for them or whatever. If by any chance Celta gets the 3 points, they pass Rayo Vallecano on the table.
And
if there's a reason why Rayo has those amount of points, it's because they got a good cushion in the beginning when we spoke about that as well. So that could be kind of a motivation. You go there, you take the 3 points, and you go up 2 places in the table as well.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. And don't let the facts get in the way. The better side are at home. It's as simple as that. Let's not start thinking that Ray are anything better than what they are. They are a team that has to be at 100% every week, or they're going to get beat. They haven't got the quality to be going to places and think they can win in third gear. No chance, especially after no good Celta going to Sevilla and winning and coming from behind and then not gaining all 3 points against Rayo Vallecano. Okay, let's move on. Horrible game, this, because Girona are minus 130. So why are they not minus 165? Because Batiste are absolute ass, as Oakes would say, at plus 339. Draw, plus 295. It was plus 305, you know. Now it's plus 295, which is still massive. The numbers are 2.75, with the over being at minus 113. Girona to score twice is minus 140. Well, the way that Batiste play, Girona might need to score more than twice, so the minus 140 it could be some type of value. I just couldn't split these two sides, Oaks.
You're right. So first I'm going to get to my play, which is Savio. I'm taking him for a shot on target. He's listed at plus 100. I think this is a really good number. Savio's done this in 16 out of 28 starts, or whatever, something. It comes out to be about 48%, blah, blah, blah. With the VIG, it's a very nice price. You're getting a very square number here on Savio, who plays for Brazil. Didn't play. He played 13 minutes over international break because he's not starting over Vinny Rodrigo or Rafinha. So he comes on as a sub. He gets to practice with some of the best in the world and learn from them, because he does. He wants to start. He's a competitive guy who can probably learn from that. But he gets rest. He gets rest, and he doesn't have to travel. The farthest he went was to Wembley in England to play a friendly there, and that he didn't get on the pitch for. And then he went to Madrid to play at the Bernabéu. So he didn't have to travel that much. So I think he's well rested. I think he's going to be in shape, and I really like him for a shot on target. He's been taking a lot of shots recently, and I think that's a good number. The key here for Batiste is if Isco plays. Isco played for the Spanish national team, and he looked phenomenal, and he looked healthy. So Isco being back in the mix is a big problem when we start talking about Batiste, because Girona's two best strikers, or best striker and right winger, in Tsigankov and Dovbek, had to go play a very challenging match on the road to get Ukraine into Euros. And they managed to do it in a very narrow, sweaty, phenomenal 2-1 game. Where Tsigankov had an assist, I believe, or maybe he had the first goal. But anyway, he got on the score sheet, and these guys played hard, and they played very difficult minutes. The thing I would say here is I think Batiste is live. This Batiste team is so much better with Isco in the lineup. They also trust their other younger players that have a ton of talent. They're 19-year-olds on the left and right wing. When Isco's on the pitch, and they just simply don't trust them without Isco, who wears the armband for them. So this Batiste team gets a lot more dangerous when Isco's back in the mix. No Isco, hammer that Girona minus 130. With Isco, don't play the money line, just play the Savio shot on target.
Yeah, I just, again, I think that these are really evenly matched sides if they're at it. And if you've got Girona, maybe again, having that sort of 10% tiredness. And this is the other reward that sometimes comes and kicks you in the backside of, because you've done so well, your players have got more recognition. But also, because Girona haven't got the stars of the likes of, I don't know, Brazil, Argentina, or England and that, they get called up a lot easier to their other sides. Now, all of a sudden, they probably couldn't even believe that in the international break they've got half a dozen players not training, travelling, maybe not playing, sitting around, it's not good when you have like a week off, because it takes you a little bit of time, Klaus, to get your legs going again. I couldn't split these two, and I thought the draw around plus 300 was a safe and rewarding way to go.
Here's the thing. And I actually hit it. I don't know if you guys remember last time these two sides played, I actually put a draw. It was a complete different stage of the league as well. The thing about Batiste is I understand what Oaks is saying, but and it does change a lot when Isco plays, but this team has been... Listen, the other day, I had to listen to the Batiste coach go to the press conference, and when they asked him about the style, what the hell he's trying to accomplish, his answer was, well, I'm trying to accomplish is to score a goal on the opposition's net. I don't know if he was trying to be funny with a journalist. I don't know if he was trying to be sarcastic or what the hell he was saying. But this team has turned this face around. And I told you guys after that Barcelona defeat, that was a before and after. After that Barcelona defeat, that 4-2, this team has collapsed. They're not the same team. And they're honestly, it's a team that has disappointed me because it's one of my favorite teams in the league. But you start looking at the latest results. One of the strongholds was being strong at home, being solid and not conceding goals. That's gone to trash. But at the other side, we have a team that's also been super inconsistent and a team that I had a little higher hopes than what they actually been accomplished. If you start looking at the past couple of weeks, you find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses. It's a team that got us used to the first, 24, 25 rounds to a certain style and to a certain gameplay, and they just haven't accomplished it. I don't know if their bubble burst. I don't know if they know that Madrid's going to end up taking this league. I don't know if maybe Champions League is not longer a motivation for them. But the reality is Girona's not playing as well as they were before. So I don't want to get involved with either of them because they're both teams are not showing us exactly what they're being out throughout the season. And the reality is Girona lost against Getafe. We would have never thought of that. Okay, Athletic Club Bilbao, yeah, that's reasonable. Against Real Madrid, that's reasonable. Against Mallorca? What? Like, so listen, when these teams are having their little funny moments with each other, you got to leave them alone, and that's why I'm personally staying away from them. I think if I had to put money on this one, I would go with a draw. I think that's the one that makes more sense.
Yeah, I mean, I can give them I can give them a pass against Mallorca because they lost 1-0. It was the only shot on goal that Mallorca had, and it was after a ricochet, and it was played in an absolute blizzard. It was like, oh my God, it was like 80-mile-an-hour crosswinds in torrential rain, but they still didn't carve out the openings that you would expect Girona to do. I wrote down here, I think there's no fear factor for either of these sides. I mean, I got this maybe being 1-1. I just could not split it. And when you're offering me plus 300 about two sides, one that needs to get back on and the other that wants to frustrate, yeah, I just think the biggest number is the one to take. So let's have a little look at the official picks, please. Draw plus 295. They skanked me there for 5 cents. It was plus 300. And there we're going to go with Morera. Yeah, I know, but I wanted to go with
Morera. You want to get fancy on okay, me. You want to get the whole Portuguese name.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Sabio. Shot on target plus 100. Sabio plus 100 for Oaks. Just a shot on target. That will do nicely. Cash in the first 10 minutes. Enjoy the game. Let's move on. Well, we need another two ugly sisters. Alaves, plus 237 at home. Real Sociedad, plus 140. I thought we'd done away with Sociedad. What are they even doing on our show? Draw, plus 200 tells you everything. This is a draw. Now, how are we going to try and get better than a plus 200? I do not know. Over two goals at minus 102. Under two, minus 118. Well, who wants to go first here? I think, Klaus, you can go first, right? Because Alaves and Sociedad, I'm thinking Alaves, a value at plus 237.
Have you guys ever, like, made a decision and you're like, what the hell did I just do? Like, why did I do that?
Oh, you know, maybe, oh okay, so you're out of yourself straight away. You put this on.
Sometimes, you know, you go out, you have a couple of drinks, and you end up hooking up with, you don't think of the right person or whatever, and the next day you're what did I just do? That's how I feel at the moment. That's how I feel. Because I don't know why I got involved with this game. Listen, Alaves has been good. And I'm not going to lie, in the last couple of weeks, I've managed to make some decent bets with Alaves, a team that no one really had on the radar. We spoke with them about them as well. I didn't have what it took, and I don't want to use a rough word, but I didn't have the guts to go with the money line in Alaves. But it's been a team that's been playing very well at home. We talked about the results. We talked about the fact that they're a team that they score a goal, and they'll back the hell up, and you will not get in there. You will not. And you look at the last couple of wins, and you see 1-0, 1-0, 2-1, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. And you start thinking, why not have both teams score in this game? Why not have Real Sociedad come out? They're out of Champions League, so now the only thing they have to worry about pretty much is the league. You look at the standings, and obviously they're not where they want to be. Right now they're 6. They could potentially try to go ahead and catch Atletico Madrid, but I don't think that's going to happen. And the one thing they have to hope now is that they hold that spot and don't let Betis take it, which is right behind them, 4 points behind. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's an Europa League spot. So, listen, I see both teams scoring here. I think Sociedad might get a goal. Honestly, I might even see Sociedad come out here and get the 3 points. That's how I feel. I truly feel about this game, even though Alaves has been proving me right in the last couple of weeks. But I just didn't want to go with any money line. I think both teams are going to score. Alaves I think I have to go 3-4 months back to find a game where Alaves didn't score at home. So I think they're going to score. But I think Sociedad, now that they're out of Champions League and their focus, their main focus is on Spain, I think they're going to come out with some power as well. So maybe a 1-1, maybe 2-1 in favor of Sociedad, but definitely both teams to score.
I wrote 1-1, correct score, Oaks, okay. At plus 550, maybe plus 600.
Yeah, the thing I'm going to just talk about here, and I want to, you know, maybe remind people or some of our viewers, this is a Basque derby. So yeah. There's going to be tension here. Sociedad's going to want to remind Alaves that they're the little brother when it comes to the Basque three, and that they tend to be more of a League Two side than a La Liga side. And Sociedad's got a lot of pride on the line coming into this building, especially with this number for a team that played Champions League football and had higher expectations. Like Klaus said, I think it's going to be really tough to catch Atleti, or it's going to be tough to catch Bilbao. So Sociedad is going to want to take out some of those frustrations here on their little brother in Alaves in this Basque derby. And I think that this game could get really chippy, and I think that depending on who the ref is, this might be a good look for cards. You know, maybe look and see who Sociedad's playing next week. Look and see if anybody's on 4 cards and looking to pick up a suspension because they got a soft game coming up.
Francisco Hernandez Maeso, that will be the main referee for the game.
And well, Almeria at home. Off. You ask the questions, we'll roll them off for you.
I don't know the ref off the top of my head, so he can't be that bad or banned from reffing La Liga games currently. So that's at least a plus. But yeah, I think this one gets chippy. Again, it's derbies. Derbies are always, there's just something a little extra ratcheted up there. And I think Sociedad is going to want to definitely score against Alaves, but they're going to want these 3 points to remind them, you're our little brother. We run this show over here in the Basque country, even though they're behind Bilbao right now.
Yeah, okay, let me just take you back, and this is the way we normally work things out, if they're value or not, because I had Sociedad being around minus 110, minus 115 for their trip to Alaves, and here we are at plus 140. So again, even on that, but again, I wrote down Sociedad. Okay, we are not wrong, and we're not disrespectful to question their attitude. They've been up in too many games where they've thrown it away. They've took their foot off the gas before games are even properly won. So again, then you go to an Alaves side where Alaves would be more than happy to have a scrap with you because they've had results and they've had, it's encouraged them to turn games into a scrap because they've come out on the right side so many times, especially at home. The draw plus 200 tells you all you need to know. And I'll tell you something and we all need to know. And Klaus, I don't want to see Alaves type Sociedad on my card again. All right? Because it's beyond rude. It's going into a restaurant and ordering fish and chips. It's not a la carte, you know?
Listen, we got to do what we got to do.
You've got to do what you got to do. Let's have a little look at the official pick and let's be a nice big number. Yeah, well, listen, it does bring in the 1-1. Both teams to score, plus 120. And remember, I think it's 1-1 was like plus 580, something like that. So enjoy that. Okay, let's go to the last game because a blind man says that there could be an upset here. But the realistic man says they get put in their place. Real Madrid, minus 180 against Athletic Club at plus 474. I don't mind going on record and saying Athletic Club are the second-best side in La Liga at the moment, not letting many goals in. That's why we're only at 2.75 on the total. And over 2.75 is at minus 105. Athletic Club are dangerous. They are dangerous. This is a really tricky game. A lot of people might think the Athletic Club lose. They're not going to lose by more than one. So the minus 110 at Athletic Club plus one is maybe the way to go. Real Madrid, an under 3.5, could be a way to go, Oaks.
Yeah. Look, I purposely stayed away from this game because you're right. I think that Bilbao is probably the second best side in La Liga currently with their form. The Williams brothers are playing excellent. Madrid at home without Vinny, who's suspended. I'm pretty sure Jude Bellingham's back. I know he got a straight red. I can't remember if they gave him a 2 or 3 game ban. But, this is going to be a Madrid side where you're probably going to see Rodrigo, Jose Lu, maybe Brahim Diaz. You might even see Arda Güler out there. So, Camavinga took a knock for France, but it sounds like he's healthy. You know, our back line is a little bit depleted, but we will hopefully be getting Militao back here soon. If you wanted to tell me from a gambling angle, the value is all with Bilbao. You can find a ton of value on Bilbao. Both teams to score over 2.5. Back in Bilbao on the handicap. Back in Bilbao on the money line. At the end of the day, you're still coming to the Bernabeu, and Madrid still is in first place, and they want to be in first place by as many points as possible. But they do have City coming up. Not that I think it concerns them. It's just part of who Madrid is. Madrid knows they're going to play 60-plus games a season every year. If you want to back Bilbao, go ahead. I'm staying away from the game. I'll play player props when I get a lineup. But, yeah, these numbers on Madrid are way overinflated without Vinny Jr. on the field. This should be like minus 130, minus 135, not minus 180.
I tell you the one that everyone should be getting involved in, and that's maybe under one goal first half. I can see this being 0-0 at halftime. Draw halftime under one. And then if it is one and Real Madrid are 1-0 up, it's just a push. So have a little look at them first half markets, because I'm telling you now, Athletic Club are so athletic, they're so dour, and they are more than happy to sit in. And in the last 20 minutes, they've got the pace and raw ability to cause a shock. They could be 2-0 down by then, by the way. But Klaus, draw halftime would be my way, but I did actually shy away myself.
Nah, I actually got involved with this one because I feel like it's going to be a great game. If you take into consideration the styles of both teams, Bilbao has a pretty offensive style. We've seen it throughout the season. I think it's interesting. It's not a team to give us crap whenever they see that they can't handle a situation. They're not going to back themselves into their own goal and just hope things happen. And listen, Real Madrid is Real Madrid. As Oaks always likes to point out, that Real Madrid is Real Madrid. And so far, if I'm not mistaken, they lost, 2 games this season? And one of them being Copa del Rey. So they only lost one. Obviously not at home, away from home. And I think that was against Atletico Madrid or something like that. I think it was back in the beginning. Yeah,
was September. Yeah, that ref situation wasn't shady at all either. That guy didn't get suspended afterwards. But anyway.
And after that loss, you have one more. And it's also against Atletico Madrid, and it's for Copa del Rey. Other than that, they drew and won every single one of their matches. This team is unstoppable. You look at the table. I said this, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago? They're already the champions, in my opinion. Barcelona's, 6, 8 points away, but they're not going to catch up. And this team is unstoppable. Yeah, they have Champions League coming up, I understand. But the styles of both teams, if it was Valencia or even maybe Girona, the way they were back then, not the way they've been now, because if you look at Girona, they haven't scored more than 3 goals in over 2 months when they used to score 4 and 5 like nothing. But I do think it's going to be an open game. That's for me personally. I think there's going to be more than 2 goals, 3 to be a little more exact, maybe 4. And I think both teams are going to score. Madrid has had one problem, in my opinion, in the last couple of matches. They've struggled to find a lot of balance defensively. They had trouble in the back. They had to shift pieces back and forth. they have a couple of players coming from international break. As we said, they have the Champions League coming up. I still think they're going to get the 3 points. I don't want to get involved with the money lines. They're crappy numbers. But definitely, I think it's going to be a game where both teams score. And hopefully, we get to see a lot of goals and a lot of action because the style of both teams invites us to do so.
Yeah, Bellingham is back, by the way, just to let you know in case you
Yeah, he only had 2 matches.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly. He's had 4. But he only got 2.
Nah, what?
He's not even biting anymore. That was at the beginning of the season. Why? No, listen, Real Madrid, come on. I just need you to sew up this La Liga title. And then it's over to you, Man City, to win the Premier League. And then we are fully, fully live. Really tough game, this. I'm going to enjoy watching it, to be honest. Let's have a little look at the official pick. Because myself and Oakes, we ran a mile. But over 2.5 and both teams to score is plus 120. Just let me also tell you, and Danny, you obviously you know we're on the same page. Second half, Real Madrid are 12-1-1. Draw half-time, Real Madrid full-time could also be around plus 320, something crazy like that. So draw half-time, Real Madrid full-time, all the numbers tell you that if it's draw half-time, then you could live bet Madrid at around, what, plus 105. OK, let's have a little look at the Q&A. There never really is any Q&As, but it gives me a chance to ask you to subscribe. If you haven't, please enjoy this content and get us closer to 20,000 subscribers. It'll be balloons going off and everything, and I might even buy my my boss a Coca-Cola or something. I said only might. Okay. Also, I'd like you to ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. That brings in Serie A, La Liga, Bundesliga, Premier League, Champions League, Europa League, Copa America, and also the European Championship. And if you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then type in betustv.com/odds. Any questions? Let's have a look. Mattis, let's stick it up then. Let's see what Mattis is saying. Cadiz, Granada, Almeria, Osasuna are likely to end with draws. Is that a statement or a question? Klaus, Cadiz, Granada, do you think it ends in a draw?
I definitely think Almeria Osasuna is going to be a draw, and I definitely think there's going to be goals there. Also, Almeria has been Almeria has ruined what could have been a perfect week for this team 2 weeks ago, so they always manage to score at home. The other one, I'm not so sure. By the way, Granada just sacked Alexander Medina, who was the coach, so now they're going to go out there and now they have to find a new coach. And we know what a new coach does. Sometimes it kind of moves things around, but I think if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be coach number 3 this season for them.
Yeah, and Granada, they normally just play with, let's score goals, and we'll be involved in 4-2s, 5-2s, 4-3s. So goals, really, I'd look at more than the draw. Oaks, favourite for them two to be, one of them be a draw, both be a draw, or none be a draw?
I think you can make an argument for Almeria Osasuna pretty easily, like Klaus just did. I'd be careful with Cadiz. Cadiz always, even though they always start the season poorly, they're always, like, at this time of year, they're in that last relegation spot, and they find a way to battle their way and stay in La Liga and just get out of that last relegation spot. Cadiz is such a tricky team. They just smacked Atleti in the mouth 2-0. So, yeah. I just tend to stay away from Cadiz this time of year. If you find yourself betting on Cadiz this time of year, it's a very easy way to just drop 10 units because you don't know what you're going to get out of them. They're super, super tough at home, and they always just find a way to stay in La Liga and not get relegated. So, yeah, I for your bankroll's sake, stay away from Cadiz this time of season.
Yep, Cadiz, pro scrappers. That's what they are. They are just arm wrestlers. They just want to get. That's what they want to do. They want to step on you. They want to just make sure that they win by hook or by crook. And when you think the unders, they pop over. Let's have a little look at the best bets, please. Okay, yellow there. We'll get to that in a minute. But Valencia money line for all three of us. But well, I've gone with a banker, so it's 4 units on Valencia money line at plus 110. Sevilla draw no bet for me at plus 115. Girona Real Betis. Draw at plus 295. It was plus 300. Sevilla plus 0.5. Corners. And that's full game, by the way. Not even first half at minus 105. Girona, Real Betis. We've got Savio shot on target, plus 100 for Oaks. Klaus has gone for Celta Vigo and under 3.5 at plus 150. He's really dug out some value there. Alaves, Real Sociedad. Why am I still reading about that? Both teams to score plus 120. And Real Madrid, Athletic Club, over 2.5, and both teams to score at plus 120. Do like the draw half time there. And remember, if it's a draw half time, Real Madrid are 12-1-1 to plus get the job done.
That's what? Your draw at halftime, plus 110.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I've not got the kahunas to actually make it official. So really, I'm talking hot air, Klaus. But thank you very much, plus 110, because I'm cheering on your plus 120. Okay. Klaus, look forward to seeing you again next week. We will be chatting over the weekend. Oaks, good luck, and make sure you keep doing what you're doing and bring out the positivity. Just one last thing, gentlemen. Remember, I'm about 45 seconds behind. So if there's a goal, wait 45 seconds and then celebrate so we can celebrate together. There's nothing like you boys celebrating and I'm watching a goal kick or something. All right? From everyone at BetUS, may all your bets be winners. You take care.